What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to take a phone call now from Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? I'm getting a lot of noise here. This is not a clean connection.
Mike, can you hear me? I think I got it now.
Okay, I hear you now. Yes, what's on your mind today?
That was really weird. You know, Mike, I have a bottle of toilet bowl cleaner that I picked up at the dollar store, and right on the label it says, effective on Escherichia coli, typhus, dysentery, and extraterrestrial Andromeda strain Enterobacter.
Well, somebody's got a sense of humor.
NASA pays way too much. If they said a couple bottles of this stuff and a couple dollars for toilet brushes, none of this would be happening.
Well, I don't know how successful they would be with the toilet brush in weightlessness here. The issue isn't the bacteria that are there now. The concern is that in that weightless environment, they appear to be mutating more rapidly than would be the case here on Earth.
Right. I never pictured the Andromeda strain getting to Earth this way, you know. But anyway, I have one other more controversial thought. And that is, I don't know about you, but it seems to me things in the media are getting like very murky now, you know, with this stuff going on with Ukraine and Russia and the whole boat incident. And that's being the various, you know, contradictory stories about the boat incident being told and the stuff with, you know, Saudi Arabia, Israel, and the U.S. Everything's very, waters are very muddy right now. And I, for one, am a bit frustrated about all this. Constant hype about the Khashoggi assassination, which is horrific. It's horrible. But what about all the Yemenis and Sudanese who are being killed? And, you know, all these Shiites from poor, you know, Muslim African countries being killed off by Sunnis. I mean, this is an internecine war on poor people with the wrong religious doctrine. And yet they're focused on one man, Khashoggi, and yet these other people are dying by the thousands. It's just unconscionable not to address this.
Well, like I said, I think the thing with Khashoggi was an effort to force Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman from power, and it's failed. And the primary reason it's failed is Trump is standing with him or with Saudi Arabia. And he was very honest. He came on out and he said, look, Saudi Arabia buys a lot of stuff from us. They buy a lot of weapons, and if, you know, we put pressure on the Saudi government, they'll just go buy things from Russia and China. Apparently, there is actually a nuclear reactor deal that's being set up between the United States and Saudi Arabia for 16 nuclear power plants. So that's a lot of money there.
Right. And those things never produce a penny of profit. They're always operating in the red, and dangerously so as well. But as to the Ukrainian thing, I heard, I thought it was downright plausible that that incident could have been deliberately fomented by Poroshenko so that he could declare martial law and not have to face being kicked out in an election. Because he's, you know, the story is that he's fixing to get his posterior waxed in an election, so he instead finds a way to institute martial law. That sounds very plausible to me. And yet today, I spoke with a guest on another program this morning who's very Russophobic, anti-communist, and he maintains that the situation in Ukraine is far more convoluted and Poroshenko is really a Russian agent, all this. You know, just it sounds very foolish. I mean, to the people in Donetsk and Luhansk, you know, this is all very real. And this idea that somehow Russia is now the aggressor when, you know, the Ukrainians have been lining up all sorts of artillery and, you know, mechanized armor and troops against Donetsk and Luhansk, you know, I'm having a real hard time buying, you know, any theory that somehow what's going on internally in Ukraine is a Russian plot. You know, it just seems.
Yeah, well, that's what the corporate media is trying to sell, that this is all Russian aggression, that, you know, Russia stole these Ukrainian boats and had no justification for doing so. When anybody who's actually looked at how this all came down understands, these two gunboats and tugboat from Ukraine went through the Kerch Straits into the Azov Sea, did not respond to a challenge to explain why they were there, tried to evade when they were confronted by Russian vessels, leading to one having to ram the other. So
right.
It was and that sounds, there's no question about it.
That sounds like it to me. And yet this fellow was insisting that these boats were just navigating through the strait, you know, minding their own business, and these big mean Russians came up and assaulted them. You know, and it's like, man, I'm not seeing Russia, Iran, Syria, or Yemen as aggressing on anyone at the moment. I see the aggression seems to be coming from elsewhere.
Okay, I'm watching on Fox News now, and everybody's blaming each other. U.S. is blaming Russia for the conflict. Putin is saying it was Ukraine's fault. This could really turn into something really ugly. And again, certainly Poroshenko is going to try and take advantage of this to either increase his standing in the polls or, again, call off the election. But I really do think this was all about getting an actual conflict going with Russia and, you know, getting the war going.
Well, the boat thing seems fairly clear-cut. Where exactly were they, period? You know, were they infringing upon, a naval military harbor, of the Russians? Were they, going under this bridge where they shouldn't have been there? Or were they simply navigating out in the strait where they had a right to be? That seems to be the real issue to determine that, but we're not going to know.
The issue for the Russians is the Azov Sea is their territorial waters, and other countries are allowed to come in and sail around there to visit the various ports and harbors. But there are some rules. You have to basically say, hi, we're from wherever they're coming from, and we're going to sail through the Kerch Straits, and we're headed for this port. And these three ships from Ukraine simply did not do that. They simply charged right on through, and they had to know the Russians were going to respond to that.
Right. So, even here on RBN, there are various different perspectives. But, I mean, this fellow who was on today, he's a rabid, beware the commies, they're all lying low, it's all Rus. They're going to come out and surprise, get you, and, be very Russophobic, be very, very Russophobic, I'm just I'm weary of all the false crisis. Quite annoying. So, all right, sir, thank you. Take care.
All right, thanks an awful lot. Thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout out to our honor affiliates just now rejoining the network, and we're going to take another call from Art Off the Grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. I just got home, had surgery done on my shoulder today. So for all of you been asking, I made it home okay. I'm fine.
Good.
But something I noticed, for the past week, about every 2 days, I would get a phone call. Have you put your medical records online? Finally, about 3 days ago, I had to break down and tell, or Friday, I had to break down and tell them, stop calling me about this because I'm not putting my medical records online. And when they ask why, well, it's pretty simple. We constantly hear about people's ID being stolen on the internet when they're using their credit cards to buy things. Well, lo and behold, as I was on my way this morning, headed to the surgery center to have my shoulder operated on today, as we was driving into Augusta, We heard on the radio that some company that deals with medical records, well, guess what's just been hacked?
Yep.
And they wonder why I don't want to put my medical records on the internet. But I've noticed also at the same time, while some places are willing to respect your desire to keep your personal, your private records private, there are those out there that are insisting that you cannot get medical procedures unless you put your internet, your put your information on the internet. Somehow we've got to fight back against this. So maybe this is something to look at. Maybe see if we can come up with some ideas of how we resist this push to put our medical records on the internet. And if we don't, we're denied service.
Well, that is pretty strict. If I recall correctly, and I'm going from memory here, so, but I think as part of the Affordable Care Act, there was a mandate for the computerization of all medical records. And I'm against that for three reasons. One, because these medical servers do get hacked. They get hit with ransomware, and doctors can't get to your medical records to find out what treatments you've had or need to have next. The second issue, of course, is the issue of privacy. And the third one, of course, is a lot of this data is being mined and harvested for targeted advertising, for medical sales and so forth. So I understand that having the records on the computer is very fast and rapid and convenient, but I would like to see a paper backup.
Yeah, there's got to be some kind of pushback, because this desire to go completely digital, I think, is a really, really bad idea, especially for people like me who are proactive in protecting our information. We need some kind of pushback against this so that we ensure that people like myself are able to use paper records and not be compelled to risk our medical data to just anybody out there looking to do no good. Thanks, Mike, and you have a great one, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open again. And let's see. Oh, this is interesting. Apparently, there was a major riot in central Kiev. 200 nationalist militants took over an entire shopping mall. The police made one arrest. Okay, let's get on back to the PC arena, as it were. Believe it or not, the Dorchester Historical Society, okay, was forced to pull an ad for Christmas because the snowflakes got offended. And the ad basically said simply, "Dreaming of a White Dorchester," which was obviously an homage to White Christmas. And was one of several ads that changed the words of famous and traditional Christmas songs to include Dorchesters. Another one of the ads read, "May your Dorchesters be merry and bright." But apparently the snowflakes said the ads were racist. Apparently the offending word was white. Well, I did be the one to break it to you. Snow is white, for the most part. Now, as we are coming up on Christmas, once again, we're hearing the debate start up. Should people say Merry Christmas or simply say Happy Holidays to be more inclusive? And there's this idea of being inclusive. Let's be honest. Christmas is a religious holiday. It is intended for Christians. And there isn't necessarily a need to be inclusive to people who do not follow that religion. So I think this idea of saying Happy Holiday and, you know, so forth, it went overboard, way over the shark. And now the other one, of course, is when you have an office Christmas party, should that be called a holiday party. Well, yeah, because there you have more of, shall we say, a captured audience. Now, you're really going to like this one. Apparently, over at Villa Rica Middle School in Temple, in an art room, there was a girl who was very upset. This is happened in Georgia. And another student, another girl, just gave her a comforting hug and was immediately written up by school officials for inappropriate displays of affection. And so the mother went on TV to basically say, this really is getting ridiculous. Now, fortunately, it was the punishment was a written notification. You do not do this. It amounted to a warning here. But what are they doing to our kids in those schools? We already know what Common Core was doing there. This draconian, you know, not allowed to touch. The student was upset. This other student wanted merely to comfort. They were both girls. Nothing sexual about it. The school administrators, they just got in high dudgeon. All right, over in New Mexico, the CDC has confirmed yet another case of this mysterious polio-like disease that we dare not call polio, and acute flaccid myelitis. That's what we're going to call it this time. And still trying to find out where it's coming from, or at least confirm that it's not coming from the polio vaccine, which seems to actually work. Now, this one is going to get kind of a lot of people thinking. Apparently, as you know, there is no one Bible. There are different variations of the Bible. There's the King James, what most of us were raised with. The Scofield Bible, the new, I think there's about like 10 or 20. I haven't been keeping count. There's a new one out, though, and it's called The Woman's Bible. And it was the brainchild of two theology professors from Switzerland. It started being sold last month. So this Lorien Savoy and Elizabeth Parmentier of the University of Geneva joined forces with 18 other women, half of them Catholic, the rest varying denominations of Protestants, to create a version of the Bible that is applicable in the age of the hashtag MeToo movement. And one of the things that they're doing is challenging traditional interpretations. I wonder if they'll clear up that misunderstanding about Jesus' wife, bride, his wife, Mary Magdalene. Down in Florida, Raimundo Attiasano, the former police chief of Biscayne Park, Florida, is being sent to prison for 3 years for framing three innocent black men. And Adiasano told a federal judge that, yes, he made some bad decisions, but he basically directed his officers to frame innocent men in a series of unsolved burglaries. And apparently he did it to please community leaders and to boost property values up by making it look like crime was being taken down. So he got 3 years for that one here. Okay, we're coming up on another commercial break here. We have a caller waiting on the line when we get on back here and get our show finished up here. I'm still thinking about that Johnson & Johnson story. That really makes me angry. We'll be back after these few words.
Many Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we've got a couple of callers on the line here. Let's start with Al in West Virginia. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Hey, I just wanted to you jump back to the school thing. I just found out here a couple of weeks ago that we have high school students, boys, that wear dresses to school, and they allow it. But you can't wear a T-shirt that has a gun that says Winchester or something on it.
Yeah. It's a messed up world.
It is. And I can't believe it's happening here in West Virginia. As macho as West Virginians have always been, it's just unbelievable to me. I could not. I thought they was kidding me. No, it's true. Then I found out also that they have sleepovers once or twice a year. With the girls and the boys all together, were they like a slumber party type thing?
Yeah.
So that's all I have for you. But I just thought I'd bring that out there. I don't know what's going on in these other states, but I couldn't believe it when I heard it. You know, about these boys wearing dresses to school. You know.
Yeah, that's. And in some states, students who claim to be the opposite gender are being allowed to use the showers and locker rooms. So you have girls using the boys' locker room and boys using the girls' locker room.
Right, absolutely. That tells you we've been infiltrated by another group somewhere.
Well, it's just liberalism gone wild. It really is. Anyway, thank you for the phone call, Al. We're going to switch over to Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How am I coming in?
I can hear you.
Can you hear me? Okay.
I hear you.
Okay, Roger Stone is on my mind. Have you ever heard of the term a Marxian victim?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. Okay, a Marxian victim is somebody who blames his enemies for what he is doing. Okay, now, who is Roger Stone? Roger Stone is on a network that's fighting the globalists, right? Now, where was Roger Stone in the 1970s? He was with Nixon and Kissinger hoping and helping to open up China. Now, who is the globalist? Now, I watched an episode of Hawaii Five-0 about 3 months ago from the old days, where Steve McGarrett was investigating a rare art smuggling ring. The head of the ring planted a piece of evidence in the possession of Steve McGarrett, and the mafia tried to make Steve McGarrett look like he was the smuggler behind the smuggling. And this is what Roger Stone and InfoWars and everybody's going after Mueller. They're trying to make Mueller look like the criminal. It's called the Marxian victim scenario. So,
first of all, we call it projection here. The fact of the matter is that Mueller's investigation was inappropriately started. It's not in compliance with the special counsel statute. He's gone for almost 2 years now, millions of dollars. He has found nothing. It is a witch hunt, and it is time for it to go away.
Okay. All right. I'll make one more comment, and I'll hang up. How do we know he's found nothing? Now, Donald Trump could not own a casino in Nevada because he had too many organized crime connections. So it is fair to say that whatever they're investigating, if they don't have nothing, they have nothing. But Nevada would not let Trump come to town. Okay? So I know it's, don't tell me that there's nothing there. There could be.
Rick, so let's let Rick. Okay. That's a fishing expedition. Mueller was supposed to be looking into Trump-Russia collusion. That is the issue. And whatever Trump did years and years ago, and I'm sure if we looked into your background, we'd find something that you're probably not too proud of. That's true with pretty much everybody. But Mueller was supposed to be looking into the issue of collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. He didn't find it. And if they'd found anything, they would have gone public with it right before the midterms to help the Democrats.
We'll see who has the last laugh, Mueller or Trump. Okay, thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right. Thanks for the call. We're going to let you go. You know, we've been hearing this thing, don't you wait. Don't get impatient. Mueller's coming out with a report. It will be devastating. I saw one of those just this last Monday, you know. Mueller's about to come out with a report. It's going to be terrible. Okay. On that very topic, apparently Trump is considering a pardon for Manafort. So we'll see what happens on that one. All right, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and we'll be right back after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus? For a one-time donation to RBN of only $400. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. My wife and I both use Extendivite and are very pleased with the results. It has helped to stabilize our blood pressure and to make both of us feel healthier. Good product and goodbye. So far, so good. I've been taking Extendivite 3 times a day, only a short while now, but already I've noticed the circulation in my hands and feet improving. They tingle. I like the idea of taking something herbal rather than pills. I take Extendivite 3 times a day every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And as I mentioned, going into the commercial break, the story is breaking all over, actually. It was on Fox and everything, that President Trump is saying that he might consider a presidential pardon for Paul Manafort, his former campaign chairman. Manafort is in prison for some crimes and apparently had a plea deal with Robert Mueller's investigation. That plea deal has now apparently, as of Monday, fallen apart because apparently Manafort was caught once again lying to the investigators. So it's a mess. And already we're seeing media like The Hill is out there saying this would be it. We can impeach Donald Trump for this. We could get a conviction for this. So I'm presuming Trump's lawyers are going to say basically the same thing. And it is a bit of a mess out there. What can I tell you? Down in Texas, lawmakers are trying to put through a bill, House Bill 357, the constitutional carry bill, which would no longer require gun owners to complete the process for a handgun license in order to carry their weapons in public. It's legal, open carry. And I'm glad to see more and more of these states are standing up for the rights of gun owners. which means we can expect a faked mass shooting at any time here. Okay, let's see. The other day we were talking about this terrible, terrible tragedy. Lion Air flight with a Boeing 737, Lion Air flight 610. And apparently before it actually crashed into the Java Sea, data recovered from the black box is saying this airplane went into a nosedive more than 20 times. And apparently the anti-stall sensors repeatedly tripped off, saying the plane was on the verge of stalling and the autopilot would put the plane into a dive to pick up airspeed. So these angle of attack sensors measure how well the plane's nose is positioned against the oncoming air. The sensors malfunction, pushing the aircraft's nose down 24 times in the span of just 10 minutes. That must have been a horrific experience for those poor people. And according to the investigating authorities, they're saying that the flight crew literally were fighting continuously to keep the plane level until the final crash. All righty. Interesting little story that came on out. Apparently, between 6,000 and 10,000 churches in the U.S. close every single year, running an average of about 100 every single week. And people are saying, well, why is that? And there are a variety of reasons why that could be happening. Less rural populations to support small town churches, more people moving into the urban centers. More people are getting their religion over the television set. But the fact is that religion itself is declining. People just aren't buying into this anymore. And I think a big part of it has to do, of course, with all these scandals about priests sexually molesting children. That's not going to help your image. And I think as hard as religion tries to stay relevant, by its very nature, it's terribly out of sync with the 21st century world. So it is a problem out there. Okay. Apparently, according to half of America's Human Resources Department, opioids are affecting their workforce. People are being prescribed these opioids. They're coming to work. They're basically buzzed on the medication, and it's affecting job performance here. Okay. Apparently, there is a story here just put up by one of the members. A mysterious radioactive heat source is melting Antarctica from below. Well, take that, Mr. Al Gore here. And they're basically saying that they have discovered this radioactive source. Now, it may be a heat plume from the Earth's core. They're all over the Earth. They're called hotspots. We have one right here in Hawaii. And we know that a great part of the Earth's internal temperature is coming from naturally occurring radioactive fission or decay. Geologists have actually identified deposits of uranium that at some time in the past were undergoing fission. So it's definitely possible. And it may well be that there is a huge upswelling of the mantle underneath Antarctica, and it brought a huge amount of radioactivity with it. So that could be one interesting little story. But next time they say that your plastic bags are melting Antarctica, just say, nope, nope. There's something down there, radioactive, very, very hot. Okay, here's another story, and it's about more and more government basically deciding for us what we can and cannot have. Now, I grew up in an age where, you know, you did what you wanted. You ate what you wanted to eat. You drank what you wanted to drink. And yes, people smoked. My grandfather smoked. My mother smoked. It did catch up with her. And there was a time when smoking became a socially engineered target of government health nannies. And everybody said, okay, we got to do this because, yeah, it involves health. But once they got started, they started going after everything. The government health nannies are after fat, sugar, caffeine. Now there's a war on soda. We drive around here, and there are these commercials being run. The campaign is called Rethink Your Drink, and it's all about quitting the sugary sodas and shifting to water, which I admit is a good thing. And I don't drink sugary sodas anymore. I haven't for many, many years. But now the experts are saying there needs to be a war on meat, on steak. And the way they're going to enforce it is by putting on a 160% meat tax anytime you want a steak or a hamburger or bacon with breakfast or craving a ham sandwich. So basically the idea is to regulate red and processed meat consumption, similar to other carcinogens and foods for public health concerns. And of course, this is going to be an economic disaster for farmers and ranchers. 160%. So, anyway, we're getting yet another warning from the Russians that ISIS is going to launch a false flag chemical attack on the Syrian Kurds. Russia says they're monitoring the situation, and they're saying that ISIS terrorists are plotting to shell Kurdish-led militia with chemical-filled munitions in Deir ez-Zor, and they want to frame Damascus for the attack to trigger new U.S.-led airstrikes. Well, that might get very, very interesting. We're going to get a chance to see just how good those S-300 missiles are. Anyway. Apparently, the Federal Reserve is warning that there will be a drop in asset prices, and it might be particularly large. This is another one of these warnings where this crisis we're coming up on is probably going to be the worst than the one we saw in 2008. So, again, get yourself prepared for this. It's going to be a rough one. Germany's apparently implementing new internet hate speech crackdown. They're going to force social media sites to delete offensive content. Now, the problem is, who gets to decide what is offensive? Because different people are offended by different things. There's absolutely nothing that you can say that will not offend somebody somewhere on this planet. Oh. Alrighty. Let's see. Apparently, there's been a bit of a dust-up regarding Paul Manafort and Julian Assange, and a story that had them meeting each other, which Manafort denied. And apparently there was a mix-up at The Guardian. Oh, we have a caller waiting on the line here. Mark in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Good evening or good afternoon. I hope Claire is getting well very soon, especially for the holidays. And
the fall was terrible, and this is also, of course, the time of year when we have to get Claire's choirs ready for Christmas. So
I was thinking about that. I had something else to ask about her choir, but I was wondering, because I know I used to be involved in holiday pageants when I was younger. It's the busiest time of the year between Thanksgiving and Christmas.
She had to stay home last she had to stay home last Sunday, and I did the conducting.
Oh, wow, I'm impressed. But I called the other night. I actually was surprised when last night when I heard myself talking. I was like, I went off on China a little bit too much. And I know your show is a little, it's about, you're able to talk about how the country, it's not about the people, how they're managed and how and what the governments are doing. And I kind of started busting on the Chinese, and I just wanted to offer, I didn't mean to scramble anybody's jets, you know, about talking about Chinese and the people or whatever it was. I don't want to repeat it.
Yeah.
But I thought I'd just say a couple of nice things. I was just looking at it, looking at China and stuff, and say, like, the Chinese are great. I just read that they were the cradle. They're considered the cradle of civilization. And Americans, they love their food. Their movies are great. You know, they're competitive in the Olympics. Their women are, did I already say their women are beautiful? Their actresses are great in the military movies. They're going to make some great movies and so on. So I wanted just to mention that, you know, and that's about it. But they also could be the gravest civilization if they're not careful about it. Because I do know there are a lot of adopted daughters. The history with women in that country, you'd be surprised that the feminists aren't screaming more about this. And they started with the women. I understand that it's like 2-to-1 men to women in that country. And they also send a lot over here to be adopted from the orphanages over there. There are many in the city that I see. But they're great people, yeah. But they're leaders. And it's an ego thing, which leads me to what about the religion. Like, I like Lao Tzu and the Taoism. I was just listening to Stuart Wilde. I stumbled onto his YouTube thing called 33 Laws or something. It's great. I also like Eckhart Tolle and religion. A long time ago, I listened to Roy Masters, who said, you know, too many people are into the letter of religion and not understand. His point was it should open up an understanding, and then that's it. You don't need to be following the letter. It should be keeping your mind. And I was listening to Keeping Your Mind in Shape, and then Stuart Little was saying the same thing with ego, resentment, and it's all about that, and that's the stream through many of the spiritual aspects of religion. And religion to me is more today, it's like the dogma and the politics, which may be what's turning you off.
Well, I the issue is not whether I'm turned off about it or not. It's a general overall trend. But the numbers are not lying in terms of the number of churches that are closing down in the country. And it's probably a wide variety of factors. And I've noticed certainly locally here, the demographics of the church population are definitely swinging upward in age. They're not able to get the young people to come in as much as they used to.
Well, what are they like me? If they found through online alternative things, because on YouTube you can find plenty of spiritual things and you know that kind of thing, whether it's an audio book or a lecture or something like that. So the churches, but it is the togetherness that a church, the community that you get from any church, is I think be valuable.
That's what Claire values most about her church.
And so did I in the past somewhat. But some of these churches, they're a little stiffer, and the people are, you can tell they're not really, it's not all about the spiritualism, you know, it's something else that they're filling themselves. But I don't want to judge, you know, that's another thing. Next to being resentful is judging and everything else like that. But another thing I heard, I wasn't making a point, though, and just one other point about the California thing that I meant the other night, that if you take away California in the 2016 election, the voting is pretty much Trump won. But with California, that gave him the popular vote. That pushed him over that popular vote for 3 million that the media keeps saying. He won the popular vote. But without California, everything would be would be in Trump's favor. And I just
I think you've got it kind of backwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. Trump won through the Electoral College. And
yes, that's what I mean.
The big issue is how many illegals voted, because we know that a lot of people did. The Democrats weren't even trying to hide it during the midterms. They were just bringing them in and just cranking out the votes as fast as they could.
But the sanctuary city, like even every town, I just started getting on a rant around here in my town about, you know, I went to pay a parking ticket, and I go in there, and this is the first time I've ever been in there. They have a Spanish-speaking interpreter.
Mark, I got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
This country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay, unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And this political correctness stuff has really gone over the top. Apparently, according to fantasy author Andy Duncan, J.R.R. Tolkien was racist because he created this universe of Middle Earth, where there were obviously some groups of creatures who were better than others. Elves at the top, orcs at the bottom. That's racist. It's promoting racism. I think this is just plain silly. This stuff is just plain silly. Now, you need to understand the historical context. J.R.R. Tolkien got started writing, creating these little short stories and drawings to send to his son, who was serving in the military and appreciated the entertainment and shared them with his fellow soldiers. And that's where Tolkien's reputation kind of got started. And was the Father Christmas letters. So after the war was all over, he started working, first of all, on The Hobbit. And then beyond that, of course, his much larger work, The Lord of the Rings, which was a more or less metaphorical retelling of World War II. And yes, in war, there are the good guys, there are the bad guys. And it just seems in this day and age, liberalism has just reached a point where everything is being criticized, not for what it says, but how it says it. Can't say White Christmas. Oh, and by the way, I got an email from somebody up in Canada who says, yes, it's snowing up there right now. And yes, the snow is white. Deal with it. Mother Nature is racist. Who knew all this time? So it's almost like we're being distracted from thinking about important things by having our heads loaded up with all of this nonsense. We're being told that we have to be, you know, on guard about what we're saying. We've got to take care of other people's feelings. We can't touch. We can't. I think it's just keeping us busy, giddy. Shakespeare wrote it in Henry IV parts too. Make it your business to keep giddy minds busy. Keep the ordinary people just totally taken up with useless paperwork, regulatory compliance, so they don't think too much about what's going on. And as we are getting closer and closer to what appears to be a global war, we need to start paying attention. We really, really do need to start paying attention to what is going on around us in the world. Stop having such thin skin about things like Merry Christmas. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. And please take what you learn here and share it with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.